All right. Thank you so much, sir. Appreciate your time.
Oh, thank you, Chris.
Yep. Okay. Yep, absolutely. Hello, Zach. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. Not too bad. Not too bad. I know you're speaking to Tara, and just want to get to some pricing and want to make sure this is something that you can, you know, see value in. She did put a couple notes here. You're in Niagara Falls and asbestos, right? So is that
yeah,
are you doing
asbestos removal, asbestos testing, and
okay.
Surveys.
Okay, perfect. That's awesome. Yeah, I didn't really think that was much of an issue until like I seen a video of how that actually like goes into your lungs. That's crazy.
A lot of people get nervous about it. It's pretty much where they want stuff tested before they
exactly.
get into remodeling and stuff like that.
Yeah,
they'll be redoing their floor, or like they'll be redoing a floor, and then like whatever company put the floor in will notice that there's a tile, and then they have to call the work off and find someone like me to come do it.
Exactly, 100%. So when I bought my home in May, well, end of May, and then they, you know, I had a whole home inspection, but also since the home's a little bit older, you know, we had an asbestos, you know,
yeah, a full asbestos.
Exactly, yeah. So it's like, like I'm not. You know, and I didn't think much of it, you know, mold and stuff. I mean, I seen that stuff, but the asbestos, like, I seen a couple of videos. I'm like, let's just make sure we're good, right? So,
yeah, especially when it's near, if you got like plaster, if it's like drywall going down on your
wall,
like, you gotta be kind of nervous.
Exactly.
Like,
so,
stuff flying, or when it's on your vents, the vent wrap, that stuff's pretty dangerous. Aerosol pipe wraps, like 70% asbestos, that stuff's pretty bad.
Exactly. So, you know, it's better to be safe than sorry. So, yeah, I definitely value the services that you guys do. And, all right. So basically in a nutshell, what this would do is this would do five main things for your business. Number one, it would get your Google business profile, right? So anytime anyone, is typing in any of the services you offer on Google, we're going to get you found in about a 50-mile radius. So I'm pretty sure you're able to travel a little bit more for new clients, right?
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. We also provide a website. So since you're new in business, one of the things that Google requires us as a partner is in order for you to rank, you have to have a website. Every single company that's
right.
on that first page of Google, they have two things going on for themselves. Number one, reviews, and number two, a website. So you got companies like Metro Contracting. You also got Niagara Environmental. No, that's a different one. That's your company.
RED. There's Regional Environmental.
There you go.
There's
Yeah.
SEG, and there's a couple different places on
there. You go. Yeah, so there's a couple companies up there, and then once again, both of them have, the Regional has, they have negative, they have, the reviews are not, they're okay.
Yeah,
they
no, they're not great. Actually, I know that guy, the owner and everything, and he's super expensive. Like, all these places are super, super expensive to do.
Oh, wow, okay.
They're trying to get 20, 30 grand.
Oh, my God.
To come do a job that I can come and do for like, 33% of what they're charging, because I don't
Goodness
have overhead.
Gracious.
I'm not out here trying to head crack people. They all got a bunch. I mean, it costs a lot of money to have employees doing this stuff. Like,
yeah. But one of the things I noticed is there's one new company that literally just got on there like a few days ago. Asphalt Asbestos Testing. I don't know if you know these guys, but anyhow,
I haven't heard of them.
No? Yeah, it's a new company. They have zero reviews, and they got no website. So, look, if they want to maintain themselves there, same thing with Regional. Anything below 4 stars, Google will start kicking them out to the second and third pages. So that's one of the things that I always highly recommend my clients, hey, is make sure you keep your reviews going every time you're done with the job. Even if it's friends or family that you serviced before, it doesn't matter. Google's
right.
not going to go ahead and go with the fine comb, you know,
first
like to make sure. Exactly.
Yeah.
So get reviews, and then, you know, obviously you'll definitely see some better results. We also get
You guys offer the website building, or
do I have
the website built by somebody else?
No. If you were to move forward today, I'd be able to get you a fully customized website that's Google compliant. People can schedule an appointment from the website. You can upload videos. You can upload pictures. I mean, it's awesome. Matter of fact, are you able to receive text messages on this phone?
Yeah.
All right, let me give you an example of how our website looks. Obviously, this is not an asbestos company, but, you know, it's just a template so you can see how they would look for your business. So the website's included. You know, if you were to go to GoDaddy or Wix or any of those other companies, I think they're like those guys, they charge an arm and a leg. Like the most basic website, I think the last time I checked with them was goodness gracious, I think it was like 500 starting off. I'm not quite, I think that's what it was. But, yeah, it's just like the websites we built, since it's mandatory for us to include it, because once again, in order for you to rank, you have to have a website. So that would be included within the price that I'm giving you today. So just 100%. We don't, you know, we want to make sure that you're getting the maximum results. We also put you on Facebook. So I don't know if you have a Facebook business page or even a personal one.
Yeah, I do. I got a Facebook page for my company.
Okay. Awesome. Really good. So what we do is, I don't know if you ever experienced this, when you're looking for something online, like maybe Google or Amazon, and then all of a sudden whatever you're looking at pops up on your Facebook page. Like, have you seen that?
Repeat that? Sorry, I'm looking for a charger right now.
No worries. No. You know how when you're looking for stuff online, like Amazon or Google, and then all of a sudden whatever you were looking at pops up on your Facebook feed, right? Like an ad?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Like, so that's like, you know, sometimes like you even feel like they're listening to your phone call. But that's also one of the things that we include in our packages. So the more that your company pops up for clients, you know, the better success you're also going to have. And then we'll cover you on Yelp. If you don't have a Yelp, we'll tie it into the Apple Maps. So I don't know if you know that, but they're actually working together now. When you open up stuff on Apple or the iPhones, then you'll have the Yelp listings, and then we'll also put you on Bing, right? So I sent you a link of the website. This is obviously not, this is just a landscape, right? Or lawn care. Just to give you an example of how the website would look. So as far as just a couple questions here, I think you are licensed and insured, right? You got that done in August,
yep.
I believe?
Yeah.
Okay, got it. And you're only doing asbestos, right? Or you're not doing like anything else, like mold or no?
Not yet. No, I plan on getting the molding light, but I'm just starting with this right now. And I do testing. I can do surveys, and then the remediation, obviously.
Got it. Okay, sounds good. All right. Well, that's perfect. Really good to know. Okay. So, you know, I could do this. You're new in business. If you want to get this going for your business, once again, it'd include your Google business profile, and not just having the business profile, but having it optimized. That's the most important thing, because I mean, if you have a Google business profile, if people know your name, they're going to find you. But if they don't, you know, that's where the keywords come in. So we program you for up to 17 to 20 keywords. We'll get your website going, and I sent you an example of how that works. And once again, this is just an example. It's not going to be how yours look. And then we'll put you on these other platforms just to make sure that you're covering all your bases when it comes to your digital marketing online presence, okay? So something like this to start would be $448. There's a one-time setup fee. It's usually $299. I'm waiving $200 off of it since you're new in business, so I'm able to put in the credit for that, and then get you in at $349 every month after that. So it's $448 to start, $349 every month after that. It's a month-to-month service, and there's absolutely no contracts, right? That's the best thing about it.
Okay.
Once again, you gotta make sure you're seeing the results in order for this to come up. But to be honest with you, the people that are actually getting the jobs are the people that are coming up on that first page, and we have a spot available.
Because a lot of people don't have Angie's List. They just search up on Google and. Yeah.
I mean, here's the reality. Here's the fact of the matter. Angie's List or Leads or however, or Home Advisor, they're all the same, right? It's the same company, I believe. They're good. I mean, if you're using them for leads, I mean, once again, it's good, right? It's not.
It's just another tool,
exactly. But what they use is they buy a spot on Google, and they're promoting their company. And what they're doing is they're passing over the leads to you. What you're doing here in the long run, Zach, is you're promoting your company as a sole entity on Google. So if you were to cancel our service, you still have a Google business profile. You still have your listings all over the internet. The only thing you would we would charge you if you wanted is just to host your website, which, you know, you can host your website through any other place, and that's $49 to host your website on a monthly basis. But essentially, you know, putting your company on the first page as a sole entity, you get people calling you directly, and that's what this is really doing, is you're branding your own business, so that way you don't have to rely on another platform. And let's say you were to cancel with, you know, Home Advisor, then at the end of the day, they keep your reviews. Like, they're the owners of the platform, and sometimes it's unfortunate because, I mean, at the end of the day, it's like, if you really have good reviews there and you have something going on, it's just, it sucks. I mean, you have a 5-star review already with, I think, Doug or something like that, right? So those reviews would be better off on Google, and that's where people are searching because it's programmed on everybody's phone, right? And that's the main benefit on something like this, right? So, you know, obviously, the most important thing is make sure that you're getting programmed in there for the right keywords and making sure that you're coming up as a top recommended option when people are looking for your services. And to be honest with you, there's the companies that are there, they're not, I don't know, I don't think they're, I think if you can get better reviews, more reviews.
Yeah, do a lot of commercial work, honestly. A lot of these places do commercial work. And they're all over the place. Like, they don't have a lot of employees. They're super expensive.
Yeah, like Metro, they have, I mean, 5 stars.
They're a big company for sure. They do a lot of like prevailing wage work and stuff like that.
No. But their advertisement, what I'm trying to say here is this, right? Like, we can outrank them just by getting reviews. We'll get you on the first page without a doubt. That's not an issue. But to outrank someone, reviews is where it's at. Because Google looks at those. They look at five things. Name, address, phone number, a website cleanup, so that to make sure it's consistent. Look at reviews. They make sure that you have, you know, no negative or any incorrect information. That's how we're going to be able to outrank them. They have 5 verified reviews, which is like, for being that big of a company, I mean, that's easy. Regional, same thing. They got 9 reviews, but a 4.1. So, I mean, I think you'd definitely be able to kill that sector if you're able to, get yourself programmed in. So, at $349 every month after that, I mean, I think that's more than fair enough to give this a shot for your business, right?
Right. So I'd have to pay $448 right now and then not another $350 until next month?
Yeah. So, yeah, it's $448 because we do charge that setup fee to get your domain. I mean, you got to think about it. We have to program your website. We have to program you on Google. We have to get you verified. We have to get you all your listings created. So, yeah, the setup fee, give me 1 second. By the way, did you get that text message I sent your –
Yeah, I looked at it. Yeah,
okay, great. Good. Yeah, so, and once again, I'm pretty sure you have, like, you know, pictures or work you've done before, things like that you can post on. Okay, cool. So we can definitely do that. And then, you know, one of the things that I wanted to show you is our partnership badge through Google. So I sent you that link, and that's Google's website. So that's our partnership with them. There's only a few partners in the U.S., and we're one of them. And then our pricing page. So usually, so you could see what the price would, or something like this would cost. So if you were to go through our website directly, you would, if you go to the bottom, you're looking at, it says a $299 setup fee usually there. So, but I'm waiving $200. I'll do $99 for the setup fee for the first month, and then I'll get you in at $349 every month after that. So.
Cool.
All right. So, I mean, is this something you want to move forward with and secure the listing for your business?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, okay. I definitely want. I mean, I need to get on there eventually. I might as well just take care of it now.
Yeah. Okay. So is the number 716-912-2772 the number you want your clients to call you, Zach?
Yes.
Okay. So, Zach, I just want to make sure it's a Z, like in zebra, A-C-K, right? Is that?
Yep.
Okay. Got it. All right, and then I do see a couple things. I do see your Facebook business profile. I got zdaughter@yahoo.com. Is that your email? Okay, got it. And then, Zach, this is for account purposes. We're not going to put your last name out there on Google. What's your last name?
It's Daughter, D-O-T-T-E-R.
Okay. I figured. I just wanted to double check it. I see it on your email. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and then as far as the we're going to send a Google verification. So sometimes they'll send it via, mail, or sometimes they'll do a video verification. Our technicians will take care of that, and they'll guide you through the process. But just in case they need to send it to your address, I got 2525 Niagara Falls, New York. Is that correct?
Yeah, 2525 River Road.
Oh, River Road.
Yep.
Gotcha, yep. Okay. Yeah,
for sure.
Okay. Niagara Falls. I got it. Okay, cool. And then as far as just some basic information on the business, as far as like the hours of operation you want to be listed on Google, once again, this is not just to say that you're open during those hours. This is just for people to really give you a phone call and then set an appointment with you.
So, I mean, I can be 24 hours. I mean, there's emergency situations and stuff. I don't mind taking a phone call or whatever.
Smart, very smart. A lot of people put like these Anyhow, I mean, at the end of the day, it's your business, and it's just for people to really call you. I mean, you know, 24 hours, people are not going to call you at 3 in the morning. I mean, it's going to be rare, but, you know, a lot of people just put, like, you know, 8 to, like, 2 or 8 to 3. I'm like, are you kidding me? Like,
I want people to know I'm available whenever. I mean,
exactly.
I'm trying to make money.
Exactly. Okay, good. And then as far as, the areas that you want to be targeting. So what would you say you would travel as far, like, would you say 50 miles is good enough, or would you be less than that?
I can go 100.
Okay.
I can go 100.
Wow. You're going above and beyond. Okay. That's great. Yeah, I mean, if you're
you know,
able to
being one guy, I mean, a job is, I mean, it pays, you know what I mean? You got an average, like,
yeah.
Probably making, you know what I mean, $2,000 to $5,000 for a job. I mean, I would definitely travel for that, you know.
Of course, absolutely, yeah. And then not only that, but when you start building your clientele and then you have referrals and everything, that, and then once again, another thing that's really cool that it's linking up with realtors, right? Like, you know,
that's
yeah.
Well, every time they sell a house and there's a specific, they need to get it taken care of before new owners don't want to buy a house with a spec team.
Oh, absolutely not. That's one of the things I the house is a little bit older, the one that I bought, and I'm like, you never know. So, like, I have my kids, and I got a special needs child. So,
yeah.
You know, you never know, man. You know, you never know.
It's better safe than sorry, especially when it comes to your kids, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
This stuff is like 30 years, yeah.
Yeah, no, absolutely, and that's one of the things that I told my wife. I'm like, hey, look, you know, like we had an issue back in, you know, a couple years back in our old place where we got black mold. Oh my God, we didn't know it was behind the wall.
It's like a silent. It really, and I mean,
everyone
reacts differently to it.
I was getting sick.
Super sick. Yeah,
I was getting sick. Like, so it was ridiculous. I'm like, what the heck's going on? I mean, like, I work out and I eat pretty healthy, okay? You know, and I'm good. And it's like, I was like, I'm getting this sick. And then we found out and that was horrible. So yeah, it was just such a mess. It was crazy to get it out too. Like, so much work goes into it. It was unbelievable.
Oh yeah. Especially, yeah, because then it soaks through all sorts of layers of your drywall. And
yeah, pretty much tear everything down and
really
rebuild.
You gotta cut up the wall like 2 feet.
Yeah.
And see if it's still going up the wall, and you gotta encapsulate anything if you don't want to take out more walls.
It's crazy, you know. So I'm like, this time I'm like, when I bought this house, I had to make sure everything was inspected. I'm like, I don't want to deal with any issue at all whatsoever.
Yeah.
You know,
I know a lot of people like did some kind of like some poor home inspections too, where like, they'll buy the house and then they'll find out later that they had problems that the home inspector missed. And then I'm there and I'm like, yo, like, there's asbestos right here. I'm staring right at it. It's literally hanging off your vent. You're down here doing laundry. You literally have a piece of asbestos wrap hanging over your face while you're putting your clothes
God.
In.
Oh, God. That's
I run
horrible.
Into that stuff all the time. And the guy's like, I literally bought this house 6 months ago. I'm like, well, I don't know. I right there in my face. Like, I'm here to do the floor. And then I look around and I'm like, dude, they missed a lot of stuff here.
That's horrible. I mean, I'm glad there's stuff like, you know, like inspections. And I paid a lot of money for my inspection, for just a regular home inspection, but it was well worth it. I mean, I thought it was just, you know, it was just perfect. And I felt better even moving in. I was just like, okay, it's just that peace of mind is everything to me, you know?
Yeah.
Okay.
So
all right.
One of the most expensive things you'll ever buy is your house.
Exactly. So, you know, I know it's, yeah, exactly. So I'm not, if I'm going to invest money in it, I want to make sure that, you know, I'm getting what I'm paying for, and just, I feel good about it. It'll prevent like future bills, you know, cause we can mitigate that with the seller, you know? Yeah. All right. So, a couple other things that I wanted just to verify, as far as, you know, the services that you offer. So just basically just asbestos testing, you know, toxic. What about like lead testing and stuff? Do you do that as well?
Yeah, I can test lead.
Okay.
Yeah, I can test lead.
Oh, and are you also doing residential?
I mean, pretty much any
commercial, right? As well.
No, residential right now.
Okay, residential right now. Okay, no commercial. All right. I'm sorry, I cut you off. You said you pretty much do anything.
Yeah, I mean, as far as testing goes, yeah, I can test my laboratory will test for asbestos and lead. So.
Okay, perfect. All right, so I'll put that there. And then as far as the business, I just want to, is it E in a lowercase Z, right? Environmental LLC? Is that how you want it?
Yeah, EZ. You can just do them both capitalized.
Capitalized,
capital
okay.
E, capital Z.
I just wanted to ask because they did see. Okay, got it. LLC. I'll put that there. We'll include that. Okay. All right, so we're pretty much almost done here. We are going to have what's called a client onboarding call, and that could be today if you have time, or it could be tomorrow. This is with one of our technicians. They're the people that are going to help you build your website, onboard you, and all that good stuff. Once again, it takes about 30 minutes. They're going to do the homework on the keywords because we're not going to just guess what people are searching for. We're going to know because we go into Google's analytics back office. And they're able to really get the keywords that are being typed in and how people are typing in because people type differently, right? Let me just check the calendar. Would today work for you or tomorrow? What do you think would work for you?
Honestly, probably tomorrow because I kind of have to run around and do something. I'm going to be home.
Yeah, no worries. We can always schedule. I'll put up the calendar here in a second. We'll get that going. But as far as securing the listing, so once again, it's $448. I'll put in that discount code here, and then it'll just be $349. Once again, it's a month-to-month service. There's no contracts here. And then, you know, the client onboarding call we can always do tomorrow for sure. So let me just plug that in here for a sec.
Would I be paying tomorrow when I talk to this guy?
Oh, so we secure the listing today, and then you would have that onboarding call tomorrow with the technician. That's the save the spot for the onboarding call. Let me pull that up real quick for you and see what's available. What works better, the morning, afternoon, evening? What do you think?
The morning is fine.
The morning is fine? Okay.
Yep.
All right, let me see what's available with these guys. And you're not bilingual, right? You're just English? Okay.
What's that?
So you're not bilingual, right? Just English, right? Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I can speak a little bit of Spanish if somebody
came
on with it. I would call myself.
Okay. Bilingual. All right. Okay. Fair enough. All right. There we go. Close your... Okay.
I would just use Google Translate, right?
All right. Chat, you know, that's the GPT. Chat. Yeah, there you go. That thing is, man, this whole AI stuff is going crazy.
Oh, my God.
Oh, it's insane. Like, I've been looking at some of the videos that people make. I'm like, are you kidding me? That looks, like, so real.
Yeah,
I mean, it's still not perfected.
That's what we're doing with this technology. We're making, like, videos of cats running around and, like, shooting people in the cat. Like, of course.
That's hilarious. Okay. All right. So I got a full schedule open for tomorrow from 10 a.m. all the way into, like, 6:30 p.m. So you said morning. We can do, I don't know, 10, 11, whatever would work for you.
Okay.
What's best?
I'd say probably 10 o'clock. 10 a.m. is fine.
10 a.m. is fine. Okay. So we'll do 10 a.m. for tomorrow morning. And let me just put this discount in. All right. Okay. Got that. All right, so I put in the code in here for the discount. So as far as the billing, what would you like to use for the payment? Would it be a Visa, MasterCard, or American Express?
A Visa.
Okay, so I'll repeat the numbers back for accuracy, and then I have to read a 90-second voice verification. That's letting you know that everything's month-to-month, no contracts and so forth.
Yep, and then how much, again, am I paying, like, right now?
It's $448.
And then $350 next month.
I don't know why they say 349. Yeah, it's 350. I mean,
okay. And now, say like I was on here for a month, and like I don't know, maybe I didn't have the money for it next month. Could I cancel it, and pick it back up another time or something? If like, because I know it's like holiday season, kept kind of
Slow,
you know?
Yeah, absolutely. So it is a month-to-month service. What we're asking for is a three-month verbal agreement for, you know, we want this to work, right, obviously. So our goal is for the first month to make sure you're seeing maximum results, right? So, you know, as long as you get your verification ready, we can get you up and running fairly quickly, right? So website can take anywhere from five days, 7 days at the most. We'll get your ads for Facebook. That's within 7, you know, days to 14 days. I mean, your Google verification, once again, that's why we do the client onboarding call quickly. It could take 45 to 60 days, but that's if you're, like, procrastinating. That's like, worst-case scenario, right? Like, if you know what I mean? We just have to be, you know, just transparent with you. That way you're not like, you know, hey, like, I'm having trouble, you know, getting a hold of you, right? And then you come and blame us, like, hey, Chris, what's going on? Like, well, if you answer the call, man, and we get you verified, then, you know, so, all right, so let me put in here. Okay, so the card, and then I'll read it back to you.
Okay, it's 4563.
Okay.
3100.
Okay.
5157.
Okay.
5755.
Okay. All right, so let me read that back to you, and then we'll go from there. We're like, I got 4563-310-0515-75755.
Yep.
Okay, and the expiration month and year?
It's July 2030.
July 2030, okay. And the security code?
927.
927, okay. All right, I'll put that there. Okay, so I'm gonna read this 90-second voice verification. Once again, that's just for your protection. It's just to make sure that you understand. You're also going to receive your terms and conditions. We also have a local splash call app. There's very few companies that have that application, and you can download it through iPhone or Android, and that's kind of like a CRM, mini CRM that can help you track all the success of your campaign as well. I'll put this voice verification here. You should receive a welcome email and also like your terms and conditions as well. I don't know if you got text message, and you should also have got it through your email. So let me know if you got that.
Okay. Yep.
Okay.
Yep, I got it.
You got it. Okay, awesome. So when you go into that, tell you exactly what this is, all this is going to entail. And then just put in your first and last name and just, you know, you accept it. That'll give you access to your dashboard. The dashboard, you know, the technician's going to go over it with you tomorrow to make sure that's all good to go. So it'll show you how to use it and so forth. All right. So let me just go into this voice verification, and then just if there's anything that you don't understand, then just let me know. Hey, can you clarify that? And I'll repeat it back to you, okay? So it says,
gotcha.
Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance. To outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and it's an added form of protection for you. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Easy Environmental, LLC.
All right. Awesome. Thank you. Please state your name and your title within the business.
Zachary Dotter, owner.
Okay. Awesome. And are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Okay. Are you an authorized user on the billing of the account?
Yes.
All right. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, emails, or text messages from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay. Awesome. So, one of the things that we're going to provide for you is a security question, and you can get to choose from those security questions. This is just to make sure that it's us, Local Splash, who's calling you and not another company. You could choose from your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name. What would you like to use?
Yeah, we'll do my mother's maiden name.
Okay. And what is your mother's maiden name?
Mustard.
Okay. Just like the ingredient, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha. No problem.
Yeah, that one's always easy for me to remember.
Absolutely. Okay, cool. So I got that. So once again, this is, if someone calls you and they want to make sure it's us, everybody in the company should know that. Okay.
Yep.
Cool. So we got that ready. And then so it also says give me 1 second. So we got that. So another thing is, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement? So basically, you know, if you want to cancel, you can do that. But if another company is calling you to sell you the same service, just let us know. So that way you're just not paying for both, like, you know, for something.
Yeah, I understand.
Okay, got it. And then also Google, to get you verified, we might ask for a couple things. They might ask for a business license, maybe proof of insurance, maybe pictures, or maybe like, you know, they'll even take like a you know, business card. Is that something that you're willing to provide with us or for Google?
Yeah, I got copies of my licenses and stuff.
Okay, perfect. That's if they ask. I mean, sometimes they do a quick voice verification or video verification. It depends on what method they choose, or sometimes they'll send a PIN in the mail. So, okay, so we got you. Once again, we want a 3-month verbal agreement. Once again, it's month to month, but at the end of the day, we want to make sure, like, you try to stick it out. You can't cancel. Obviously, that's one of the things we have, but we do have you at a discounted rate of $448 to start and then $349 after that. So, do you agree, to the cancellations, agreements? You can cancel anytime.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. All right, so I sent you all the information that's needed. So tomorrow, we did say that the you said 10 o'clock, right, for the onboarding call
with
the technician?
Yeah, 10 o'clock.
And then a couple things to just keep in mind. I see that you have a logo easy with a little leaf, right, environmental?
Yep.
So just things like your website and, you know, yeah, that's pretty much it. So the call would be there, you know, it's about 30 minutes to 45 minutes. If there's anything that you need to change, you can always, you know, reach out and we can go from there. So do you have any other questions or any other concerns?
No, you explained it pretty well.
Okay, awesome. Well, thank you so much, Zach. We'll be in contact tomorrow at 10, and you enjoy the rest of your day, okay?
All right, you too. I appreciate it.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.